Hello and welcome to Rock Your Book Launch. My name is Erin. I am your host and the founder of Book Rockstar. Book Rockstar, in case you don't know, is a book marketing consultancy for authors and publishers. So my background is from traditional publishing and now work with both independent, hybrid, traditionally published authors, as well as several publishers on creating book marketing strategies to help get your books, as an author, into the hands of more readers. So in this episode today, I want to talk about threads, but particularly book threads. So just like when TikTok started and they created this whole kind of channel of book talk within that platform, it's kind of that same idea with Instagram's threads. So in this episode, I'm going to just talk a little bit about what is book threads and what does it mean for authors? How can authors be using it? So essentially, book threads is a kind of subgroup or subthread within the Threads app. So it's very similar to Twitter or X. So users can train their Threads algorithm to see posts about certain topics. So just like with Twitter, if you are interested in certain topics, you tend to only see then tweets or posts about those topics. It's that same idea with Threads. So as authors, readers are engaging with content around books, around writing, around publishing, they can start to put themselves into this book threads, category. So they're really only getting topics about books. So how can you start to do this? So you can follow specific authors or specific book related accounts. So again, if you're an author, maybe this is following authors who are in a similar genre to you, or maybe book related accounts that are going to be relevant for you and your readers. You can also start engaging. So this means liking, replying, or reposting with posts from other authors or, other related books to you and your genre. You can start posting topically about books, about writing, about being an author, and then you can use a specific tag like book threads. So it's kind of like the threads version of a hashtag. And so when you're using this and connecting this to your posts, it is going to be connecting you to other posts in the publishing space or in the book thread space. So when this happens, whether this is for you as an author or whether it's for a reader, this means that as they're opening up the app, they're only going to be seeing posts that are related to books, authors, publishing. So that's a great thing for all of, the booky people out there. Book threads can be a great way to really engage on a very book-centric platform. So thinking a little bit more specifically about how authors can leverage book threads. So I tested out I spent some time in the app, did a little bit of digging, did a little bit of research, and there's kind of three different ways that I've kind of pulled out from this, again, I would say minor research from spending time in the app, but hopefully helpful tips for authors if they want to start leveraging book threads for their brand or their book. So these three, pieces that I was able to pull out would be cultivating community, assisting discovery, and seeking advice. So these, none of these kind of overall categories include direct book promotion, but when you're using them in the right way, they can really include tactics for indirect promotion. So let's talk about cultivating community. So the author community is such a powerful space. And I know that there's, quite a big community on multiple platforms. And so Threads is just another place that you can spend time and form a community with other authors. So some of the quotes that I found in the Threads platform from other authors, there's one that said, I just want to send out this encouragement to the indie authors community, promote the hell out of your books. So again, just kind of that supportive place, from author to author. So someone else said, I have tried to follow everyone who comments on this thread. Building community is all, is what it's all about. So, building this community of authors in a space like Threads or really on any social platform that you want to be spending time on is a good way to connect with other authors who are experiencing a lot of the same things as you, whether, and a lot of times a lot of the same struggles that you might be having as an author. So this gives you a space. You can ask questions to other authors, just kind of relate to experiences, feel understood, feel supported as you're going through the publishing process. Plus, it's a space where you can actually make genuine connections and genuine friendships that could bring you benefits in the future, whether it's just, personal benefit or sometimes even benefit with book promotion. But it can just be a space that you can genuinely find online friends and people who are going to be there to support you. So another kind of topic or another like way that you can use book threads is to assist discovery. So just like any other social platform, this is a place that can aid discovery for your author brand or your book. And that's by being consistent in your posting. So the threads that are going to bring you more discovery aren't necessarily going to be about your book. They're probably going to be more about you. So again, as I was going through the platform, seeing other posts from authors and people in the publishing community, there were a few kind of quotes that I pulled out that I think are really relevant to share. So one says, "Honest posts like this are good. I'm most likely to buy after reading a compelling excerpt that hooks me." Another person said, I feel people need to connect with the author when they buy the book to see an authentic version of them. And then another says, "I think people find more interest in my books when I just talk about me and my interests related to my books." So another one, "I respond well when I see authors post things that reflect their sense of humor and who they are as a person. I love the notices about books, but I'm more inclined to want to read your book if I see the human side of you." So again, this is, it's kind of going against the grain for a lot of authors because so many authors hate self-promotion. They hate talking about themselves, but the truth of the matter is that readers, just like, any consumer, wants to connect with you as a human being. They want to get to know you. They want to have that kind of virtual connection and relationship to you. So whether it's on book threads, which is really the topic of this episode, or whether it's any social media platform that you're spending time on, being authentic and allowing, giving the space to connect with readers in a really human way is beneficial for you as an author. So another way that you can be utilizing book threads is to seek advice. So again, this can be applied to any social media platform, but this is what I saw specifically on book threads. So this was one quote that I saw. "I need a character name, woman, mid to late 30s. Hit me with some suggestions." So it's an author taking to the platform, asking for suggestions on how they should name a character in their book. Another author wrote, "What email service lets you send an email personalized to someone's name and email, but doesn't look like a newsletter?" So again, an author who's seeking a, answer about a technology question, "Are PR boxes worth the investment? Let's talk about it." So this is a place that you can go and seek advice from other authors, whether they're in your genre or not, about, questions that you have about the publishing process, or maybe even about your cover in general. So you can use this space to ask opinions on book covers or just figure out how to get some stuff taken care of. So again, book threads, it's kind of this new-ish at this point platform, but one that authors can be using to connect with a like-minded community, share more about kind of themselves and who they are as a person, and then subsequently their book and why, it means so much to them. And then also it's a place that you can just seek advice and seek help, ask the questions that you don't know the answer to, or that you want answers from another author. So again, book threads is a, it can be a great place for authors to spend time, start growing a community. One thing I do like to make clear when I'm talking about social media platforms is that, I'm never going to be the one to tell an author to be on every single platform. So if book threads is not your jam, that is totally fine. Find the social media platform that you do feel comfortable with, that you feel authentic with, one where your audience is actually, you know, spending time. But just know that this could be a great resource for you as an author if you feel like you have the bandwidth for another platform. You know, even if this is a platform that you use for more of that support and advice and maybe less for the book promotion itself. So I hope that this episode was helpful to tell you a little bit more about BookThreads and how you can be using it as an author. If you need additional book marketing tips, book marketing help, head to bookrockstar.com/download and get my free guide, 10 things you need for a successful book launch. Also, if you're looking for more of a one-stop shop learning for all things book marketing, you can head to bookrockstar.com, scroll down to the digital resources section to learn more about my book marketing course. This is a kind of all-inclusive course with lessons, video tutorials, exercises, templates for email and social media, and a lot more. So this is a course that's perfect for an author who is wanting to learn the ins and outs of book marketing, and they want to empower themselves to kind of be in control of their book marketing strategy. So again, you can find all of these resources for taking the next step with book marketing at bookrockstar.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode, and stick around for more book marketing tips and advice. Keep rocking.